Everybody, on this episode of Box Office Breakdown, it's seating arrangement day. We've got a whole new lineup here, plus a really handsome guy at the far end of the panel. Next.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Box Office Breakdown.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Box Office Breakdown here on Popcorn Talk. Look at this, we've got a full panel.
Oh, one full God. Panel here, Frank.
That is right. Look at this. Of course, this is the show where we get together every week. We look back at the box office that was, and then we like to
prognosticate.
Yeah. How about the box office that lie ahead? That's right. We're going to have it right here in studio. I'm one of your hosts, Frank Moran. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Happy Go Jackie.
And my name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D Lane. That's KARIDLANE.
And I'm Amy Cassandra. You guys can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, pretty much anywhere. Amy Cassandra _TV.
And I'm Neil Plumley. You guys can find me at places where you find people at The Neil Plumley. That's THENEILPLUMLEY. And I'm in the new person seat.
Yay!
That's right. Now, of course, Neil has been with us
the same picture.
For almost forever, it seems like. He's always been, for the majority of the time, except for once, always in the booth. Today. Yep. And from now on, he's going to be right here on the panel.
With us. Right here on the panel.
Because you deserve to see his face.
Now I'm in the booth.
You were so ready to say that. I can hear it. You're like, me. Introduce yourself.
Hi, everybody. My name is Anthony Becerra. You can find me everywhere at Tony B. Dead, and that's spelled D-E-D.
Cool.
Yep. Interesting.
Good to have you, Tony.
Yay. Wait, great we to need be our here, live Neil. Chat for people.
Antonio.
That's
hey,
right.
Tony.
So you know what? You can like us on Facebook. Yeah, give us those 5 stars on iTunes. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. And look, it's actually going to be on the side
further.
Now. That's right.
Yay!
Oh! Throw up as many thumbs as you possibly can on that. You got
look
lots
up,
of thumbs
right
here.
Up on
that's
your
right.
Face.
And of course, Anthony's going to be pulling up the live chat here so mm-hmm. we can hear your thoughts. Feel free to jump in and chime in about your thoughts about movies in general or anything that happened in this very uneventful weekend of the box office.
Yay!
Yes.
Yay.
That's how excited we are.
Yeah, it was a slow week. You know,
we'll I saw a movie.
Oh, all right.
I did
in theaters.
Yes.
Oh,
one that you were supposed to see, or just a movie?
I don't know if we were betting on that one.
What did you see, Carrie Lane?
Well, wait. What's number one? Maybe
number one. We are staying strong for the third week in a row. Hitman's Bodyguard. Okay. With Ryan Reynolds and Samuel L. Jackson. I know Neil has been anxiously waiting. He has a T-shirt that he always wears with the two of them on there. Mm-hmm. So,
actually, what it is, Frank, it's one T-shirt with one of them on it, and then another T-shirt with another one. Oh. And what I did is I cut them in half and then sewed them together.
Ah, look at you.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Like and then just
creativity.
Hitman's Bodyguard in felt that I cut out. I got
at
the craft store.
I love it.
Some glitter.
Oh. Yes, some people. So, guys, just so you know, we start about like 10 minutes or so after the hour is our scheduled ish time. Though we do say 10. But, you know, and normally we're actually at 9, but this week somebody had a cool job, so you couldn't be here till early.
No, that was
so
me. Well, folks, I was down south working on a television show about horse racing. Very excited.
Yeah, so that's why, guys.
Finale.
Yay.
So, somebody won some stuff.
Cool.
Seabiscuit.
That's right, Seabiscuit.
Yay, that's a good movie.
It did. if the movie you didn't see was Hitman's Bodyguard.
I was going down the list. I'm like, wait, bring your phone over here.
Oh, no speaking.
Oh, okay.
All right, well.
That was number, I'm on them. It's in the top 5.
All right, perfect. And we'll get to it in just a moment then. I have a feeling I might know what it is. All right. Coming to number 2, Annabelle Creation. Okay. Amy can't stop talking about this movie.
Oh, not a new one, but I did watch The Conjuring and Annabelle.
Hey.
Okay.
Nice. So catching up on the old ones.
So now you're ready to watch this one in
theaters.
Yes,
that was my plan, and I didn't end up seeing it. But I watched Annabelle, and then I watched Conjuring. And with Annabelle, my problem was most of the scares are noise scares. Like, super quiet, noise, super quiet. And you're like, ugh. It was too obvious of a scare. Mm-hmm. Though there were some good sequences for those of you watching. I was talking with a friend earlier, and she's like, the elevator sequence. I'm like, that was really good. And then at the end of the elevator sequence, she's running back up the stairs, and there's something she sees on the stairs. I thought that was really cool. I don't know if you guys remember that part.
See, Annabelle's a little bit of a blur, but The Conjuring was good. I remember that.
Good, but I wasn't super scared.
No, yeah. No, not that scared.
The,
I like how they brought, like, daylight scares into it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a lot of like modern horror movies with daylight scares before The Conjuring and those movies sort of took off. And I really appreciate that. Because usually it's just a whole bunch of jump, like, darkness scares. And I'm like, oh, that just gets old.
Yawn.
But,
yes.
Yeah, The Conjuring, I felt like, had a lot of, like, really, like, not really scary things, but scary things that happened in the middle of the day. And it really, like, threw you off. And I like that.
My favorite part that was super creepy is the, during the clap game with just the mom is playing. And it's, like, the staircase.
Mm-hmm.
Another staircase bit. I guess I like staircases.
Stairs are important.
But that was cool. Scares. But dude, they're playing the game. Oh, actually, that was something I appreciated in, I think it was in Annabelle and in Conjuring. Everybody turns the lights on in a horror movie. I'm like, thank you. Horror movie, who walks around in the dark? I'm sorry. I'm like, I'm going to walk around in the dark and not see anything. Ooh, no, I'd be like, lights everywhere.
Yeah.
But in both movies, they do that, so I give it thumbs up for that.
See, now I really want you to watch Annabelle Creation. Okay. But there's a... I'm not going to tell you anything.
Yeah, don't tell me
anything.
I
just want you to...
I'll probably... I ordered my movie pass, so I will be going to see more. But it hasn't... I only did it the other day, so we'll see how long it takes to get here.
You still haven't gotten mine.
Have you guys bought yours yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm actually ignorant to this idea. I've been
oh, you haven't heard about this? Wait, and in no way are we sponsored by Movie Pass. We have just found this out on our own. Yeah. I don't want to say that. I'd be like, no, we had to buy it on our own self. But
no. Yep.
You said it first, so you found out about it. How'd you find out about it?
My husband.
Okay, yeah.
Told
you seem so like, you know.
Well, because last time I mentioned my husband.
Yeah, the chat room.
That was fun. But I mean, we had it a while ago.
You could have just said someone I know.
Someone I know. I'm very close to him. He's a cool guy. We had it a while ago.
Didn't it used to be like $30 a month?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
We're big movie people, so we're like, it's worth it.
Alvin says, I'll wait until someone actually gets MoviePass. We will report on that, actually, once we get it.
Well, here's the cool part. So you only pay, what is it now?
A month. Now it's only $10.
$10. Damn. So $10 is, I'm not going to say it's better than Netflix, but it's pretty up there.
It's one movie a day, every day, anytime, any theater.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Yes. And you just have to just make sure that you read
all the things. You do
it online. The things.
Yeah.
Because some things, it's like you can't watch 3D movies, I think.
Whatever.
But yeah, so you can use it if you don't physically have it, if you have the e-pass. So I have that. I'm going to try it out this weekend because it's taken like 15 years to get the pass. I still haven't gotten the pass.
It's been 15 years. It has.
I ordered it back in 2002.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Amy. I still haven't gotten mine either.
And we ordered it like...
I ordered mine like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It says 5 to 7 business days. I'll let you guys know if I get mine.
No, I got... Sorry.
Alvin says not any theater, some theaters. Well, in Los Angeles, it was most of the theaters in our area. It might be depending on your city. And Alvin says it used to be 50. I remember it's 30-something.
I just remember it being very pricey. But if you think about it, if you go even to watch a movie, well, especially here in L.A., it's like, what, $16? So if you go even once a weekend, it pays for itself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no, 100%. Sure. Any movie.
Yeah.
Any theater nowadays. Well, why do we think the price dropped?
Desperation.
Or competition.
Desperation, yeah.
Because, the box office has been underperforming almost this entire year.
Yep.
So and it's a known fact that theaters make their money back with concessions. So basically, what they want to do is get people into the theater so they spend more money.
Yep.
So they might be just making these deals to be like, yeah, okay, we'll go down a little bit lower, so that we can get more people in the theater because no one's coming anymore.
I worked at a movie theater. It's all about concessions.
It is the whole thing. It's a racket.
Up sale all the time.
What do you guys like to have at theaters? Popcorn, hot dogs, nachos,
the whole shebang.
Candy?
The whole shebang. Really?
Yeah.
So you'll get one of everything.
I get one of, not all at the same time, Frank, but you know, I like sometimes I'll come in, I'll be like, I feel like having a hot dog. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. Maybe I should have a hot dog for breakfast.
Okay. New York style. Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, maybe I should get some nachos or some little pretzel bites.
Nachos when you're hungry.
Okay.
Ice cream bites when it's hot out.
Okay.
Ice cream.
Those are great. Yeah.
Dip bites. Those things are pretty good. I normally don't want. I smuggle in my food.
You're not the only one.
Yeah, I know, right? I've done before where I brought in a pizza. I was able to...
Chipotle.
Yeah.
But yours is cooler.
Chipotle all the time. Just saying.
Me and my friends used to pop microwave popcorn and then take the movie theater flavor salt that they have at some, like, in some theaters, and they have in, like, the little, like, in the mustard area where we can get, like, little seasoning stuff. We would take that, like, butter, like, movie theater butter flavor and just... put it in our bags of popcorn and shake it up. And we put it back in our trench coats or whatever the hell we were wearing at the time.
I have a couple people are saying, Ken Jack said, take a little longer than usual because the amount of people that are signing up. I bet that. You know, a lot of people are probably signing up. Somebody said, Alvin says, MoviePass new CEO is the old Netflix CEO. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, that's... but that kind of makes sense of dropping costs and changing up the program and everything.
Yeah.
Really good. So I know if you guys have never tried it before, popcorn with the cinnamon and sugar pretzel mm-hmm. thing they have. So you're getting sweet and salty.
Frank, what about you? Really good. What do you like to eat? Like, I want
to
know.
Do you go to foodie theaters?
That's it, yeah.
Go to bougie little food theaters. so you can gram while you watch.
It's mm-hmm. me. It's just lots of salt and lots of butter on my popcorn.
Okay.
Or Milk Duds.
Do you put them together?
No.
I was going to say, that's like such an old candy.
Oh, you know what's really good?
Such an old candy? What? Milk Duds are timeless. They're the best candy.
America's People only say timeless with stuff that's old.
How dare you.
Like Jurassic Park. Or the Cretaceous period.
Peanut M&M's with your popcorn.
I was just going to say
yes.
that. No. Get a small, get like a
like,
audience.
Yes.
Don't listen to them.
Yes.
Get a small popcorn.
Yeah.
Don't get a big one. Get a small yeah. one and then get a little
Smalls
pack.
Smalls are huge now.
Get a little tiny single serving bag of popcorn. Get a little bag of peanut M&M's, rip it open, just dump it in
yep.
and shake it up. It
oh,
is so
no,
good.
Yeah.
Oh no, dump it in.
All right, now we've talked about food a bunch. We should probably continue.
It's
food all day.
Sweets
I know,
and,
right?
and salty should never
okay.
melt. They should
yes.
mix.
There so
go.
Good.
There are times they should mix, but it's not movie theater popcorn and candy.
Trust yes. me.
Wait, Cougars are good too with popcorn.
Pickles. Texans. You feel me? Pickles.
wait,
no.
Just, I mean, I love pickles, but you would just bring a pickle in?
In Texas, it's
they
a normal thing yeah, to
oh, okay.
have pickles at movie theater. So the first time I came here and asked for a pickle
like,
at the movie theater,
they
looked at me like I was crazy. I said, oh, maybe not this theater. Maybe another one. No.
It's
I,
not a thing.
While I was there, I had a Kool-Aid pickle.
What?
When I was in Texas last month, where they just put it in a Ziploc baggie, and they whatever flavor of Kool-Aid it's going to be, which mine was fruit punch, but they just let it soak in, just take a regular pickle, let it soak in that Kool-Aid, and then you eat it, and then it's bizarre, because you're tasting like Kool-Aid, but also the pickle. It's once was enough for me.
I feel like I have better things
to
do with my
time.
We're
all making faces.
It's
we're all making faces for those people
it's worth
listening.
Checking
and
out.
Not good faces.
To our audio listeners, we're grimacing.
Yes.
All right, good and bad to our listener. Number three, we've got Wind River from Weinstein Company, made $5.86 million. Number four on the
we're
list.
We're all like,
enough said about that, the better.
Yeah.
Leap, and I'm going to guess that this is the film that Carrie Lynn saw in the theaters.
No.
No! No. All right, that was from Weinstein as well. Another $4.8 million.
Yeah.
And rounding out the week there, number five, Logan Lucky, Steven Soderbergh's film.
I saw that one.
All right, $4.4 million.
$4.4 million?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, tell me, Daniel Craig's
you're not the only
performance.
Person. Courtney, I like both dads. Yeah.
It seems bonkers.
Okay, so nobody else has seen Logan Lucky on this panel, right? Mm-hmm. Okay,
I was
so,
super interested. Is it good?
It is. I enjoyed it. I do want people to know it's really weird and quirky.
Yeah,
like,
well, that's
I didn't watch the trailer, so I had just seen, like, a billboard for a thing. So I was like, okay, cool, sure. I like the people in it, and I don't know if that would... I'd be curious to go watch the trailer now to see if that sets that tone that I got.
I think it does.
The beginning is very slow mm-hmm. till it gets into like what the main plot is, which is fine. And there were parts that were, I know they're trying to be funny, but I was like, okay. But there were some amazing, super laugh out loud moments throughout, and especially towards the end. And like, say all the way through the credits, there's a line that was like, nothing was stolen in the making of this film except your time. Ha, like things like that I thought was like, oh, that's so good. Like they made really smart jokes mm-hmm. or very like meta kind of jokes of,
right.
you know, outside the film. And, Alvin says, it's Ocean's 11 with rednecks. But Ocean's 11, I felt like it was a quicker like go-go pace. This felt more like Napoleon Dynamite meets Ocean's 11. Like it's quirky, weird.
Yeah,
I know you're making
a face. Is it like a better version of the Lady Killers?
It's been a long time since I've seen it, but I liked Lady Killer.
Is Daniel Craig like the Tom Hanks?
Oh, yeah. So, no, Daniel Craig's character is weird, but I liked his character. Like, everybody's just really weird to the point that it's supposed to be funny. And sometimes it is, and other times you're like, okay. But you still go with it, and just the bizarre and comedy of it, and, like, how they reveal how, like, it all goes down is fun. And it Just know it's kooky, but it's a fun ride.
That's interesting.
It's a way to explain it. Because it's not like regular straight humor, the beginning. Like, it's not very straightforward. I was like, this is... Delia goes, the trailer probably hyped me up too much for the movie. I ended up liking it. It was interesting. Because, again, the beginning was just like, this movie, I'm not really sure what tone we're going for. And then it just... Then it, like, picks up more. So, just... Be patient with the beginning, is gotcha. What I would say.
A tonal free fall in the beginning.
Yeah, you're like, oh, this is, you okay.
How was Channing Tatum's performance?
I liked him as, like, he's this young dad, and his relationship with his daughter is really funny and adorable. Aww. And so their performance is entertaining. Him with, like, his brother is amusing. And he's not as, like, redneck slow. He seems to be the smarter one of kind of the planning, and so he's dealing with some of that. So I thought he was fun. He got a little chunky, which it works. Like he's beefy. Actually, that's a better word. He's very beefy in it. Like he gained weight for it.
Wow.
But he still looks good. I know I don't know how like you
well,
like
how
your
can
men,
he
but,
not right?
Right. I know. But right. Anyway, I do recommend it. But just know, I think people should know that it's a little quirky. Right. Otherwise, cool. If you don't, you're probably gonna be like this. Because I sat in the theater like, this is...
Well, the trailer definitely makes it look
Is it
quirky.
Weird? Okay, then good.
Yeah. Like, in good. The trailer, in part of it, when they're showing Daniel Craig, like, maniacally laughing or something, they say, like, introducing Daniel
yes,
Craig.
Yes, that was like... Okay.
And it was just like, okay, so this is going to be, like, a real tongue-in-cheek, like, fourth
yes.
wall sort of a... Yeah.
There was some... I'll tell you all a joke after, because on air it's going to not explain. Is Adam Driver the guy who was in Star Wars?
Yeah, yeah.
He's
Kylo Ren.
Yes. Alvin says Adam Driver stole the movie from me. His character's even more just, he's so, like, deadpan kind of funny that you're like, okay. And he has, like, an arm missing, and it's just this weird gag. Like, there were gags that kept going, and you're like, okay. Like, things like that. Moments where you're like, okay. But I liked it.
Cool.
So. 1 to 10. Or wait, out of 5 stars?
A good 3.5.
Okay. It's not bad.
Like, not like, oh my gosh, I loved it. I think the second half made it more for me. Like, I laughed way more at some of the jokes in the second half. And, like, good laugh out loud. Beginning was more like smiles and chuckles.
It builds you up to it.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
I personally am pitching a show called Explaining Movies to Neil and Amy. Because the expressions you would make at points, as Carrie was telling you about this trip, it was great. I would have just watched that. Just to see your expressions during
you hear
that,
Tony? Yeah. When Carrie's talking about movies, keep it on this camera.
Loud and clear.
I'm sorry that was very long-winded, but I felt it's fun to explain it that way. Because it's like, you know how certain movies you're like, here, let me... Other movies you're like, don't say anything. I've had that for some people. I'm like, just watch it. The less you know, the better. Because then you go into it with expectations, and it's like, no, just... Like, that one was fun to watch and never seen a trailer. But other ones are like, Wait, question for you guys in the comments, and then you guys too. What movie was ruined because the trailer pitched it as one type of movie, and then when you saw it, that's not what you expected / not what you wanted, and it made it kind of ruin the movie for you?
It Comes at Night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mine was The Fountain, because it seemed like a romantic movie of people through time who love each other. Nope. It's not that movie.
I can't think of anything right off the top of my head. But I know I've had that feeling that you describe.
Well, it didn't ruin the movie because it was freaking fantastic and I love it. But amazing... No. Yes. Spider-Man Homecoming. There we go.
Okay.
They showed a little bit too much in the trailer so that you knew everything that was going to happen.
Sure.
But I still loved it. Hello, Spider-Man.
No, I agree. I felt like going in, like, I knew the story beats. So that didn't... But I still... But admittedly, as much as I was kind of, like, bummed that I felt like I knew the movie before I went in, I'm much like you, I was still enjoying it afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
New.
So good.
Any movie
I can't remember. I don't know if it's quite the same thing. It's definitely not the same thing that you're asking, actually. But there is a movie that I like the trailer better than the movie.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
But not to say that the movie's bad,
but
it's Tron Legacy.
Ah, yeah, okay.
And it's because that trailer was so good. Because I saw that trailer, part of it was, I was a huge fan of Tron growing up. And I saw that trailer without having any idea what it was. It just like came on.
Yeah.
And I was like just watching the Disney logo, and then like it shows Garrett Hedlund, I think was the star of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear someone talking to him, and he's just like on the top of a building, and if you know what you're looking for, you can see the name of the bill of the company
mm-hmm.
that he's standing on. But like it just keeps going, and then the guy's like, "Hey, I found this number called me from your dad's old arcade," and then he like rides up in his motorcycle and says Flynn's, and I was just like, oh my God, what? 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 We're doing this? And then he walks in the arcade. It's all dusty and dirty. He flicks on the breakers. Now the lights come on. There's a big Tron, like, arcade mm-hmm. cabinet in the back. And mm-hmm. I'm like, this is happening right now? Oh my God. I can't. I'm going through emotions talking about it right now. That trailer was so good. That's one of my all-time favorite trailers. And, of course, when I saw the movie, I'm like, okay, well, that could have been better in certain aspects. I definitely liked the movie.
Yeah, I get you.
But just, like, that initial, like, emotional roller coaster I went through with like this is something that I like grew up with and mm-hmm. it's coming to the big screen again and I had no idea. This is a complete surprise. Who did this to me? Is there like surprise Neil, there's a camera yeah. hidden camera show or something? I don't know, but it was really cool.
We have Courtney in the chat said Suicide Squad. Delia says Bridge to Terabithia. Oh yeah, Bridge to Terabithia was not what I expected. Yeah. Then I was like, oh,
if you didn't know what that was, you had a bad time.
Yes, that was rough. And then somebody, scroll down, someone said Rogue One, because the trailer changed. Well, that one, some of the trailers changed. That's the other thing, too, when trailers change. Yeah. Life, that trailer had a complete tonal shift. The first is, like, slow sci-fi mm-hmm. drama. Second one is, like, action rock music. Yeah. You're like, whoa, that's a totally different kind of movie.
You can tell they completely changed their marketing standpoint with, like, test audiences and stuff.
Yes.
They're like, all right, let's market it this way.
Yeah. Alvin wants to know, Neil, was that more emotional than your wedding day?
No, Alvin, but I
close second.
I get Alvin, I'll have you know. I'll have everyone know, even at this table. I get so emotional watching movies, but I get even more emotional watching trailers. Because trailers are designed to take you through like an emotional highs and lows. Like you're supposed to go through a mini little arc in like a minute and a half.
Yep.
And that is like so intense for me. Like sometimes when I'm watching a trailer, I'm just like buckets of like. And my wife gets so annoyed because, like, we go to the movies, and I'm like a child sometimes. But I sit down, and I got my popcorn, and I'm like, all right, I'm here to watch a movie. And then I see the green, like, this preview has been approved for all audiences. So I'm like, oh, my God, wait, trailers are coming. And she's like, I know, stop. Oh, my God, every time you do this? And it happens every time. I always forget that there's going to be trailers. And then when I see them, I'm like, oh, my God, trailers.
Actually, segue for trailers, too, and you weren't here for me to ask you, because this is during Comic-Con.
Ooh.
What do you think of the Ready Player One trailer?
Oh, man. Listen, I'm stoked.
Right?
That movie looks good.
Yes.
And, of course,
trying to get her to read it now.
What's interesting is that there's a lot of negative opinions coming out.
I'm learning. I'm still learning how to read.
There's a lot of negative opinions
Why?
Coming out.
No.
Well, it's interesting.
Well, there's a couple things where I was like, ahem.
Yeah, it's interesting because there's always negative opinions with book adaptations. But with this one, people are like, oh, they're not doing it this way. And then other people are like, yeah, but they obviously can't because there's so many properties they would have to license if they did it with the book. Also, I'm not going to spoil anything for anyone here or any of our viewers mm-hmm. or listeners. But to Carrie, there's things in the book that are really cool in a book.
True.
There's challenges that he has to go through that would be
awful, kind of boring to watch
awful
as a
to
movie.
Sit through in a movie. Just the opposite of what you want to do in a movie. But it's really cool in a book. It's really cool when you're reading it because it's a different sort of experience.
Yeah.
So I totally, like, one thing is that, like, the big race at the show in the trailer,
mm-hmm.
that's not really something that happens in the book, but it's sort of something that's, like, the whole thing's kind of like a race, so I can kind of see them, like, taking one part of, like, of an arc and, like, just minimizing it to a literal race. And that works for me. And I like that. But there's so many really cool Easter eggs you can find in there. I mean, I'm sure everyone's picked through it at this point, but there's, like, Freddy Krueger, Duke Nukem, Iron Giant, of course. There's Gandalf in the dance floor. I forget Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Conan?
I got goosebumps when I watched the trailer. I was so excited. I was at Comic-Con and like someone posted about the trailer. I'm like, freaked out. It looks so beautiful. The thing that like I was being a little nitpicky is like in the book he's pudgy and then they pick the skinny kid. So I'm like, okay, so you're going to go with skinny nerd, not pudgy nerd.
Yeah.
Because it's a plot line. It likes people.
Yeah, he does thin out.
Yeah, but the scene in the trailer is not him later. It's him early, but whatever. So, and then one of the casting things, similar that's ruined in other movies, they reveal a character.
Mm-hmm.
And because they were like, here's the cast. I'm like,
are you doing?
Don't say that.
Like Fantastic Beasts, Johnny Depp.
No. It's more like if you saw. No, it's more like if you saw. Usual Suspects. No, Seven. Wait, Kevin Spacey, where you're like, I don't know, he was in that movie, and then surprise. So it's one of those like, don't even say that person's in the movie or that character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't say anything.
Yeah, but, because like some of the things are like a lot of the people who he interacts with in the book are he interacts with their avatars.
Yeah.
And so there's points in the book where he's not interacting with their avatar anymore. And it's sort of like a surprise.
Yeah.
And so,
I was gonna say, you're like, it's good. It's all there.
it's sort of, but if you're announcing the cast of people who are playing the avatars, it's like, I guess it's not much of a surprise.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do like, for as somebody who's not read it, but just the moment during that big race where you see, what was the second one? You see like old school things kind of brought back in a new fashion, like the DeLorean.
Yeah.
To see that kind of.
I freeze framed that. I went frame by frame on that. There's the character's name is Parzival. He has a Parzival license plate. There's a Parzival tag in the rearview mirror that's like lit up with his name. There's a little bobblehead that's in there too that is representative of him as well.
Wait.
And there's a character who's riding Akira's or not Akira's. Sorry, the motorcycle from Akira's.
Kaneda's. Tetsuo's. Tetsuo.
No, it's
Kaneda. Yes.
Oh, Kaneda.
Kaneda's motorcycle, and a lot of people are mistaken that for a light cycle, and I was like, close.
Wait.
But no.
So Neo, that's confirmed that the DeLorean's Parzival's.
Oh yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's in the trailer. I took the stock trailer, downloaded it with.
You're like, I was that in it.
Downloaded it. I did it while I was working. And I just went frame by frame, and it's right there. It's right there in the trailer. It's license plate says Parzival.
So if you guys are totally clueless to what we're talking about, go read Ready Player One and get ready for the movie, because it's an excellent book and it looks like it's.
Yeah, actually,
a good
movie. Just lent it to our engineer. Engineer, what'd you think of it?
It was so good.
Yay! You finished already? When did you start?
Well, I started like
a while ago.
A month ago.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't, but it hasn't been that long. It's a pretty easy read.
It's
an
easy read.
Yeah. And it's not written at an incredibly intelligent level. It's written at a level where you can just digest it and just take it in real quick. It's only, I think it's under 400 pages. It's not bad.
Yeah.
And did you post your reaction video as you broke down it panel by panel?
Yes, you should have
done
that.
Scene by
scene?
No,
definitely should have.
No, that would have been funny. We should have done our reactions to watching the trailer.
I should have live streamed me just frame by frame. Oh, wait, hold on. Let's back up a tad. Right there.
My friend did that for one of the new Star Wars movies coming out, did a reaction to them watching the trailer, and it was so funny to watch them be like, oh, what?
I honestly should, because I freak out a lot when I watch trailers. So,
yes,
yeah.
Do it.
I'm going to give that some serious thought.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's get some serious thought now to our box office bet from last week. We had one exciting film to bet on, and that was Tulip Fever. And I know Neil's kicking himself that you decided to have a honeymoon instead of being here for this bet.
Right.
You know what, Frank? It's one of my biggest and deepest regrets.
Yeah. I can tell. I can tell it's weighing heavily on you. But we bet on that, and I believe it was you had $600,000.
I guess.
Yes. And I know I was like 8.7. You were like 8.85.
Mm-hmm.
And look at that, Amy. Coming strong.
What was it?
It made $1.2 million.
Blown away your estimate there.
Woo! Yes, I did not have high hopes for this, Amy took it. So looking forward to seeing what you think about this with your movie pass, Carrie Lane.
I know, right? Now I can make that list, because now I'm like, I won't feel so bad to go.
That was the hot weekend that was. But we also have, of course, another box office bet soon to come here, and we've got some movies to choose for that. We have It, and yes, that's a big release.
Best record. Okay, so they're projecting. I was reading an article on this, so I'm sorry if I can't remember details, but they're projecting hopefully $50 million for opening weekend, and last year's or highest September. I don't know if it was all time, but like more recently was Transylvania 2 with $48 million. So I thought that was an interesting fact of highest for September, or at least, I don't know if that was like ever, but recently it was only 48, so.
That sounds like an all-time sort of thing.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, September's kind of dry.
Yes.
We also have Home Again, too, that is now going wide, the Reese Witherspoon. And I know Amy, who enjoys herself a good romantic comedy.
I do.
Yep.
I want to see it.
Nobody's stopping you. If you'd like to go see it, you can.
I might, actually. It sounds interesting. I've seen the trailer once, and I vaguely remember several men in it.
Did you go frame by frame?
No, I
didn't. Break it down?
You gotta break it down.
I did not.
You have to know what's happening.
But, but it looks interesting. I'm always game to watch a good, fun movie. Especially with Reese Witherspoon.
She's adorable. I like her.
She is a national treasure.
That's
one of our best.
I like Sweet Home Alabama.
Yes, with Patrick Dempsey.
You know what? That was on TV when I was on my honeymoon. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to sit here and watch this.
It's adorbs.
Have you ever seen it before?
Sweet Home Alabama?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Good. I was re-watching it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww. Just as amazing the second time, isn't it?
Well, it's probably like the third time.
Or the third time. Okay. Oh, hey, I mean,
I'm not adverse to a good rom com, guys. Table people and audience. I dig a good rom com.
Favorite?
Dirty Dancing.
All right. Okay. I like that. It's fun.
You guys may have missed it, but Frank just shot me the most bewildered look I've ever seen. It was a.
It was. I've never seen Dirty Dancing.
Seen Dirty Dancing?
Shut up.
Nobody puts baby in the corner, Frank.
That's why I've never seen it.
That's why you've never seen it?
Yep. Because nobody puts me in the corner to see that movie.
Okay, start with the remake and then watch the original.
No.
No, I'm joking. Just watch it. It's good. Jennifer Grey's great.
I was part of the panel here after Buzz. We talked about the Dirty Dancing remake.
Okay.
So after you watch the remake, if you do decide to do that... then watch our recap of that. That was
maybe you would recommend for everyone to just watch the recap instead of watching.
Well, I want you guys to know what we're talking about. But if you know, watch the original and then watch us. That's fine.
Now, usually we like to do a little box office rewind about somebody that's going to be in one of the upcoming films. But I figured, why don't we just do a creator look back here with it. Of course, you have Stephen King.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I thought, why don't we look at his top five opening weekend top grossing films here.
A quick prediction. One of them will not be The Shawshank Redemption.
You know, you are right. You are right.
I remember that movie did not do well in theaters because it came out alongside like Jurassic Park and what was the other one? I forget everything that came around, but it came out at the same time that a lot of other really great movies came out and it got overshadowed.
What about The Shining?
We're getting there.
Yeah, that does not make it. But coming in at number five, Carrie from 2013. Yes. Yeah, that made $16 million.
Oh, the 2013 one?
Yes. Coming in number four, The Green Mile. $18 million its opening weekend.
I love that movie.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that one.
That was actually the first movie that I cried during. I remember that very distinctly. Yeah, it was during the line when he said, boss, I'm tired. And he did that whole monologue where he's tired of all the stuff. He's like, but mostly I'm just tired of people being mean to each other. And I was like, I don't know, 13 or something. And I was just like, oh my God. Michael Clark Duncan, you are killing me right now.
I really enjoyed reading the book for that, or the novelettes that they had.
Kingsport. Yes, that is true. They're like, that's Alexis's man.
King Sport Cal, what's up?
Yeah.
That's me.
She's got that on lockdown.
I like the question, though. Who's more emotional, you or Alexis?
Me. Me.
Because she gets very emotional
Like during movies? It's usually me.
I think they were just saying in general, but...
Well, it's kind of...
Maybe it depends on what it is.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. I really want to do watch-alongs with her, watching movies that she just hasn't seen before, because when we did Terminator, when we watched Terminator 2 together, she hadn't seen the Terminator series.
Yeah.
When we were starting dating, so I'm like, okay, well, let's sit down and watch it game. So it's all Terminator. She loved it, and then we're watching Terminator 2. And the way that movie's structured, I'd never noticed it when I was a kid, but it's structured in a way that, like, if you're coming from just watching the Terminator, it throws you for a whole loop.
Okay.
Because it starts with you see this little shitty kid.
Yeah.
And then, like, the stepdad comes out and is like, hey, John, you know, when are you going to clean your room or something like that? And she's like, oh, man, that's John? And she was, like, saying this out loud. It was hilarious. And she's like, oh, that's John? Oh, he's just a little shit. And then he's like, buzz off, bozo. You're not the boss. I mean, you're not my real dad. And he's like, oh, whatever. And goes inside. And then you see a woman with brown hair from the back. And you think it's Sarah.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, she literally out loud was just, like, just falling into these traps over and over. And she was like, oh, good, she's there. She's going to, like, slap him right across the face. And turns around, it's not Sarah. And she was just like, that's not Sarah. Where's Sarah? And then in the next, in the very next shot, it was like the penitentiary. And she's like, right. No. No, 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 no. And it goes to her like doing pull-ups. Yeah. And she's like, oh my God. Oh, she's amazing. Oh my God, look at her. She's doing pull-ups. Look at her arms. Oh my God, she's so fucking amazing. And so, yeah. Those are her honest to God on the fly reactions. So I really just want to sit down and I'll watch trailers and we'll watch her watch movies.
Sounds good.
We can watch you.
I'm
guys.
Not surprised.
Yeah, just put a camera in front of you guys. Just
we'll
watch
get
anything.
A studio audience.
I love those okay, reactions. Yeah. When I first saw the first Terminator movie, I had seen the thing at like Universal or something, and so I'm like, he's a bad guy? So yeah. I was like, what? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whole first movie, he's a bad guy? No, he's the good guy.
Yeah.
Threw me for a loop.
Sorry, guys, way off topic.
No worries. Coming to number three for Stephen King, Secret Window. I don't think I've seen this film. Back in 2000.
That was Stephen King?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
18.2 million.
I didn't see it. Johnny Depp.
No. I remember liking the tone and then not liking where it went.
Oh.
Okay. And then number two, The Dark Tower, just came out a couple weeks ago. $19.1 okay. million. Dollars.
Mm. I heard that was not good. I didn't see it.
I didn't see it, but I wanted
heard
to.
Good.
Yeah,
probably with my movie pass if it comes in time.
And number one, back from 2007, made $20.6 million, 1408.
Oh!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
That was actually, I remember watching that in theaters. I went with a group of girls. It was someone's birthday. And I was so proud of myself because I was very scared of scary movies back then. And just going to the movie theaters, knowing that I was going to watch something scary was a big deal. And so I did end up watching some of it with my hands over my face. But I did watch it.
Aw.
I did.
Wow.
How cute are you? It's a big moment.
All right. So we've got two films to choose from. We've got, Home Again? And we've got It. Uh-huh. So feel free, everybody, in the chat, feel free to chime in about what you think we should be doing the box office bet on. In the meantime, though, we'll do our quick predictions here for next week of what our top five is going to be. Again, with It and Home Again, only the two films entering it. It's been very, very slow week. At the box office, or a slow time at the box office for the last several weeks. So, I mean, when you get that Hitman's Bodyguard, still number one. After
it's third weeks.
Yeah.
That's the type of movie that usually will not last that long.
No.
But it's just we don't have a thriving box office
one.
Right now.
Yeah, that's one I haven't gotten to yet, but I was like, I want to
I mean,
see
I'm
that.
Not saying it looks like a bad movie. I think it looks fun and entertaining.
Yeah.
But it's just the type of movie that you don't even think would be in the number one.
For sure.
And maybe for 1 week, but not for three.
So, what do we think in terms of Home Again or It? Which one's going to do better?
It.
Yeah.
It's, what, 4,000 plus screens?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't... Their advertising has been, like, through the roof.
Their marketing is
oh
insane.
Yes.
It's really good.
So, wait, Carrie, you'll be going.
I don't know if I get to see it. So, shameless self-plug. Tune in, hopefully, on Wednesday. Those videos will be up. Me and Rick, who's also a host here at AfterBuzz, are going to the It movie premiere. So we'll be on the red carpet for that.
Very cool.
So be tune in.
I have fun little news about that.
Yeah.
I sometimes do, like, promotional modeling things.
Yay!
Whatever. I'm going to be one of the Georgies.
Oh, yay!
Walking around.
On the premiere?
Yeah. All right, I'll see you on Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh, will you be interviewing?
Yeah. I don't think so. They don't want us to talk,
really.
You'll
be scared of viewing?
Yeah, you don't.
You don't just, like, say, you'll float too to everybody that asks you a question?
You'll float too. I would love to do that. That would be amazing. But, yeah, they just told me today, like, yeah. I mean,
cool.
There weren't very many requirements, but one of them was the height.
You have to be really small, like a kid.
I got to.
And ability to hold a balloon?
They actually did not ask for that. So I'm like,
they're probably just assuming
that
you're a balloon holder.
Hey, it's not easy, Neil.
I'll work on that.
They had an early screening, and Joelle went to that, and they had a few Georgies in the front seats for that, too. And yeah, they're generally petite people.
If I see you, I'm going to try to scare you.
Do it.
Okay.
Good luck.
But you won't see me coming.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
All right. So, what do we think for our top five here? We've got, of course, Hitman's Bodyguard, Annabelle Creation, Wind River, Leap, and Logan Lucky. And now we're entering Home Again and It.
I'm going to say It's going to be number one. Home Again, could that be a number two?
Yes.
It's been a while since we've had a romantic comedy. So, yeah, probably. Then I'll go with Hitman's Bodyguard. Then keep Annabelle. There, sure, at four. And five, Yeah, maybe just keep Wind River. So just bump things down. It, okay. Home Again, and then Hitman, and keep the rest.
That's kind of where I am.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. All right. So anybody else disagree with that assessment?
No.
No.
Super believe that's what it's going to be.
Yep. Yep.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have time for the box office bet here. It seems like Home Again is crushing the vote. Mm. Great. Thanks, Alvin, for that bit of great news.
Perfect.
It's tough to say how many theaters it's in. It's just going wide.
Nationwide.
Yes.
It is on your side.
Nationwide.
I mean, we can assume, what's nationwide right now? Like 2,500 plus?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Okay. Sure.
But that is our box office bet. And as always, folks, the way the box office bet works is that we're all going to place a number there on our smartphones. But what we think the opening box office weekend will be, the one that's closest to the actual box office opening total, gets the title of prognosticator, prognosticators for the week. The loser will have to go see this film. And if they have a movie pass, it's not really going to hurt them
too. We'll find out if we get one.
Yes, I think it's going to start to be a requirement on this job. We must get the movie pass. So, of course, we got Reese Witherspoon and a cast of others in this film.
Okay.
Let's see. I guess we'll put in a number here for this.
We all think it's number two.
Number two?
What was, hard. Hitman's, what was it at
Hitman's
this
Bodyguard was $10.2 million.
So it has to be 10.
I think that's
right.
Going to be
very,
very...
You have to pick one number for those of you who are chiming in live, and those of you watching later, you can chime
Drew.
Down below.
Let's assume Star
Ken
Drew will
Jack
never
says
pick
10.
One.
Okay. Sarah, 60. That's way too
60
high.
60 million, Sarah.
No.
That's very wishful thinking,
yes.
Sarah.
Yeah, it's a bit over point. Star Drew, I'm going to go to your lower number at 26.
Ken Jack thinks it's going to hit 60 million as well. What? 60 million for Reese Witherspoon Home Again? I mean, Amy.
No,
as much
no.
as you love.
Oh, it. You real. Need to capitalize it. Sarah meant it gets 60. Okay, well, we're voting for Home Again right now. So, or we're doing the numbers.
But for
Home
the
Again.
Record, Sarah, I think it 60? Will make 60.
Okay. I think you are a good ballpark for that. Sorry, yeah. We're thinking. Get it. We got it. Courtney
okay, so
says
she's...
6.
Whoa. See, the thing is that most
ooh,
people...
Ooh, Adelia says 9. Sarah says 12.
Most people will be going to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't like scary movies and romantic comedy, when's the last good romantic comedy that came out recently?
I don't know.
Girls Trip, I
guess. Yeah, it's not a bad play.
It's not
cleaner romantic
because it's like it's pretty hard. Like it's not like a let's take the kids to see this movie. No, it's you got to be serious about it. So people who aren't but want to go see the movie, maybe they'll see Home Again.
Yeah.
That being said, I don't think it's going to perform that well.
Ren says 8. Tanya says 17.
Oh, Amy's wavering.
Uh-oh.
She's letting the chat room get to her.
You can't look at them.
Yes.
Alvin, Reese Witherspoon is America's sweetheart. Yeah. Kings Sports says that it will make more than 60. Do we think it will make more than 60?
I think 60 is solid.
The movie It.
Not more than 60.
Closer around? Right. Yeah.
How's everybody feel? Everybody got their votes
I hope
in?
It breaks the last record. Yeah.
All right. Amy, feeling good?
I don't
it's
know.
It's too late.
You
we
know what? But I
out.
Would love to see this movie. I might go see it.
I know, right?
All right.
I believe it.
All right. As the new person on the panel, Neil, we'll let you reveal first.
Sure
yes.
thing.
Answers.
10.
Oh. Ooh, you didn't think it. All right. Interesting. Okay. Amy?
Okay. 20.
Twinsy.
Hey.
20. Oh, I went 13.
Oh,
there you go. All right.
Wow.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Okay. Look at this.
Right, we'll wait. Out. Sarah Brock posed a good question. Do you think Reese gets a boost from Big Little Lies? I don't think so. Maybe, if anything, just a little baby one. But Big Little Lies ended a while ago, and I don't know if people are still on that bandwagon. Mm. Although, if you guys have not seen Big Little Lies, my gosh, so good. So good.
Ken Jack, Neil, he's on this. Ken Jack is on the same page as you, Neil.
Oh wow!
Oh sweet. There you go, Ken Jack. We're gonna win.
Oh, King Sportical says $100 million opening weekend for it.
For
no, for I'm gonna believe.
It.
Just,
I'm going to go for it. I think he's
Home Again.
I'm believing that's for Home Again.
That's right. Aww. He's singing it early and often. That's right. Yes. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're only have a few more weeks of these just very weak box office release weekends, and then we're going to start getting back into at least multiple films that we're all excited about.
Yeah. Oh, real quick. I know that I let you guys down a little bit with my box office bets, but I do have plans to see Girls Trip tomorrow at a matinee, so I'll be handling that one. Then after that, all I have to see is War of the Planet of the Apes. It's out of my normal theater. I haven't seen it yet. It's out of my normal theater, but when it hits the $3 theater down the street, I will go see it. Right now, they're showing like Transformers and Pirates 5, so we're almost in the area where they're going to start showing War. So once that happens, maybe this week, maybe later this week or next week, hopefully, I'll go see that too. And then I'll be all cut up for you guys.
Look at you, Neil, doing it. Carrie Lane?
I know. I was going to say a challenge for my viewers. What is my list?
If you could bullet point them, just tweet it at her. Carrie D. Lane.
I've had tweets, and then I've had someone message me on Facebook. So, yes, if you want to let me know all the movies I got to see, that'd be great.
Sarah Buck, no, please, no one take me to Girls Trip. No one.
Needs, oh come on, Frank, what are you doing tomorrow?
No one. Needs, thankfully, I'm working. Thankfully,
what?
I'm
working. Yes. What time? We can do it after. It's fine.
I'm good. I'm good.
That didn't answer the question.
He's like 24 hours.
Yes.
I don't know. I think I'm gonna have fun.
It's Labor Day. You shouldn't be working.
I'm late. I'm celebrating by labor.
You work in a place that doesn't care about holidays.
That's true.
Celebrating by labor.
Yes. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, that is going to do it for this week's episode of Box Office Breakdown. Mm-hmm. Look at this. Four strong, everybody. Yay! We did it.
Four strong.
That's right. But the fun doesn't stop here, folks. Mm-mm. It just gets started because you know what? You can like us on Facebook. You can also give us 5 stars on iTunes. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. So look at all these thumbs up. They could be giving us multiple thumbs up on these YouTube channels there. Also, if you want to continue the conversation with us even after the show is over, Neil, where can they find
what's going on, guys? It's Neil Plumley. You can find me at places where you find people at The Neil Plumley. That's TheNeilPlumley.
I love it when you guys spell your names. It's fun.
Well, people think that my name, people think my name has a B in it, like plumber.
Oh.
But it doesn't.
I spell mine because it's a different way to spell Carrie.
I'm going to spell mine just
do it.
Because I want to be part of the group.
Okay.
I'm into it.
You guys can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, everywhere. AmyCassandra_TV. That is AmyCassandra_TV.
Awesome.
Yay.
And so see, spell it. It's great. Yeah. And my name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's KARIDLANE. On Twitter and Instagram and YouTube, just type in Carrie Lane. You'll find me. And I've been posting on Twitter or Instagram, and then it goes to Twitter as well. YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram. I recently went abroad. I've been posting some of my travel videos, so you can see cool stuff from across the pond if you're in the U.S., and if not, you know, it's cool travels. So. Anyway, thanks.
Love it. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at HappyGoJackie. That's spelled L64_237. So, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us.
Yay!
Right here for another episode of Box Office Breakdown. We'll be back here next Sunday night at our regular time at 9 p.m. Still all four of us here.
Yay!
All four of these. Mm-hmm. Three beautiful faces and one troll here to talk to you about movies.
All beautiful faces.
No. We'll see you then, folks. Bye, everybody.
See ya.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.